Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Download it today. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, I like what you did there. The Wizard. Oh, he knows exactly what time it is.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Hey, get me hype. I could care less about the Nets. I could care less about the NBA because this is the eve of spring training starting. Hope springs eternal. Baseball, we want it. We need it. We can't wait to see it. I know you can't see me. Keith McPherson on The Fan. You're going to listen for maybe 2 minutes, maybe 2 hours. Maybe you'll listen till 2 a.m. If you're in the sports conversations, I'm going to say some stuff about sports, about players, about teams. I'm going to take as many calls as I can from the greatest fans in the world at 877-337-6666. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the club and shit too. So I guess I got to start with the Nets. And I just tend to do that coming off of Capper and Carino, Brooklyn Nets Radio, your Brooklyn Nets. I just like, I got nothing for it, man. I'll give them credit from the end of the game and we'll work backwards. They voided my parlay. I took them to cover the 8. And I also bet against Tatum like an idiot. I don't know. I just was hoping, man. It's just like hopeless. So I'm hoping. As a Nets fan, imagine loving the game of basketball and having to be a Nets fan. And it goes in waves. Some years are better than the others. But most years are just like realizing that you're nowhere near competing. And I'm glad that they did compete in that second half. They didn't lay down. They did fight and come back. They did bring it to 8 to end that game. And they kept it, you know, they kept it close. And, you know, there's some fight there. And what I will say to the Brooklyn Nets and the Brooklyn Nets fans is that's the number one team in the East. And that's also the team with the best record in the NBA. And if you can play with them, that's going to at least give you some confidence moving forward. And moving forward, literally into tomorrow, you go up to TD Garden to face the Boston Celtics in their building again. 877-337-6666. I hate the Celtics. I hate everything about them. I hate every single thing about them. Their stupid mascot, Lucky. Their fans. Their arena. The TD Garden. The Garden in Boston. I hate Boston, period. And, you know, Jason Tatum, I bet against him tonight. His over-under was set at 29.5. Of course, he hit that in the first half. He had a point in the game, bro. He had a point in the game where he literally was, he's heating up. He's on fire. Like, heat check. He hit three threes in a row on back-to-back-to-back possessions. There's nothing they could do with him. And you just knew the game was over in the first half, even if they did manage to come back. Something else I noticed, man, after we talked about the shenanigans that went down in Houston last night, the entire league is on notice as far as the officiating. All of those refs, they must have sent a memo out like, hey, these guys are going to be on one. You got to control the game first and foremost. Make sure you guys hold court, literally. I mean, early in that game, Nick Claxton ends up getting a technical, and he just had a rough game tonight. We'll talk about Clax. But early in that game, Mikal Bridges gets a technical after he was clearly fouled twice. He was bumped, and then he was smacked on his arm, missed the layup. And he doesn't say anything right away. He just cries, throws his hands in the air. But then when he's walking back to the bench for the timeout, he says something at one of the officials, and the officials, whoa, tease him up. There was a lot of that tonight. Jacques Vaughn trying to, hold it down and be a coach and have these guys' backs. But all in all, the Nets lose to the number one team in the league, the Boston Celtics. Joe Mazzulla, what a clown. They're doing the hack of Ben, hack of Clax. Like, that sucks, man. That sucks when, like, that should be an automatic 2 points. It's a split or no points. And, you've got two guys on your team that they can deploy that strategy on, and Nick Claxton and Ben Simmons. It just kills the whole pace and flow of the game. And early in the game, that first quarter, we were like, all right, no Porzingis. He was ruled out with a back injury. He'll play tomorrow. Shocker, Ben Simmons won't play tomorrow. But, like, the Nets come out and they look healthy. They have Da'Ron Sharpe back. Lonnie Walker is available, not hurt. Dennis Smith Jr. is available, not hurt. Dorian Finney-Smith is available, not hurt. I mean, DFS in this game, let's see how many minutes DFS played. He started this game and only played 1840. So I don't know if he was hurt. I know he had the ankle. He had 3 points, was a minus 15. I don't think he just got benched. He was playing tough defense in the beginning, but I got to check for an update on Dorian Finney-Smith, and hopefully he's not hurt. But, yeah, in the beginning of the game, it was close. It was a six-point game, and I guess you had some hope. You had a thought that the Nets were going to contend, the Nets were going to be able to compete with the Celtics. But, no, like I said, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all they were doing was hunting Cam Thomas and Dennis Schroeder and just finding mismatches. And they have a mismatch all across the court. That's what, if you guys remember me saying opening night or opening week, seeing the Celtics against the Nets, against the Knicks, I'm like, who allowed them to put this team together? Who allowed them to assemble these guys? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Drew Holiday, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis. It's a mismatch everywhere on the floor. Bridges did his thing. Cam Thomas did his thing. But all in all, it's not enough. Mikal Bridges comes out of there with 27. Cam Thomas comes out of there with 26. Bridges knocked down 3 from deep. Cam Thomas knocked down 4 from deep. But it's a mismatch. They can't compete with the Boston Celtics. But I was really hoping tonight that they would find a way not to win, but, like, keep it close. That first half, they were down by as much as 23, I believe. Shout out to Lonnie Walker coming off the bench. I mean, Lonnie Walker, Da'Ron Sharpe, Dennis Smith Jr., Jalen Wilson, Nets fans. This is a rookie out of Kansas that the Nets drafted, and he showed himself tonight, right? He showed himself being a pest with Jason Tatum. He showed himself tonight playing defense, shooting the ball. He knocked down all 3 of the 3s that he took. You love to see it. So there's some positives to take from this game. And that's all I'll say about the Nets. I'll let any other Nets fans call up and get their thoughts and their takes in. But what I'll say is that the team looks different. You take out Spencer Dinwiddie. You take out Royce O'Neal. Guys look healthier. Obviously, the addition of Dennis Schroeder. What is Schroeder? He played 31 minutes off the bench, only had 9 points. and his assists were down. He had 3 assists versus his debut. They're not playing the Spurs. They went from playing the Spurs, one of the worst teams in the NBA, to the Celtics, the best team arguably in the NBA. And I think these are 2 good measuring stick games for them to figure it out. But as dark as it seemed at times early on, let's go Devils. I'm watching this Devils-Predators game in here. 3-2 Devils now with 5:15 left in the third. I was hoping that they do this. Timo, thank you, Timo Meyer. Sorry, I'm watching this goal replay. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the Devils at all, but they need every win they can get here. Timo Meyer, thank you for your contributions. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. All right, but back to the Nets. And we'll talk Devils fans as well. What I'm saying for the Brooklyn Nets is when you look at this team now, and even the way Jacques Vaughn was coaching tonight, and some of the things that they were able to do out there, it gives you at least 10%, some of y'all probably 50% more optimism that they can make something out of this season, sitting at 21-32, 20 and a half games behind the Celtics in the 11th seed, just a couple games out of being in the play-in. 877-337-6666. I'll take a call because this guy wants to talk Nets and Devils. Obviously, my guy Josh in Passaic.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Did you see that goal just now? That was perfect timing. We got to hold it down 5 minutes. The Nets can lose, but thank God we got the Devils, and they seem to have the right energy. I know the playoffs are really not even, you know, they're I don't want to say a long shot. They're not a certainty, but I know as a Nets and Devils fan, I'm thankful that I have the Devils to fall back on.
And Keith, you also spoiled it for me. I guess I was a minute behind you, so I just saw the goal like 30 seconds ago after you said it.
So, live radio.
I was a little delayed. I'm like, what?
Live radio.
And then you like 5:15 left. So I realized that was pretty nice. And it's funny how you see like the last like 5 minutes of the game, it was like all on the Devils' side. I was on the Devils' defensive side, just like puck moving around. And that's the Devils. Just shoot out on a quick break. Keep on throwing the puck where they have 40-something shots. Just keep on throwing the puck at the net. It's bound to go in.
Yeah, I mean, they were all just crowding the net. Job's not finished. They got to hold it down now. 4 minutes left and walk out of Nashville against the Music City Kittens and get a win. But, yeah, Devils game coming to conclusion soon. Hopefully they win this 3-2. I don't want to jinx it. This mic is powerful. But what'd you think about your Brooklyn Nets tonight in Barclays Center with Celtics fans chanting MVP for Jason Tatum at the free throw line?
Yeah, first I didn't notice that from the beginning of the game, you know, when Tatum was hot, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of Celtics fans here. And usually, you know, you only hear them towards the end of the game.
No, always.
But this is the type of team they are, you know, they go down 10, 15, 20, then they make a little comeback, you know, to keep the fans from leaving right away, to maybe keep a few extra fans to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose by 5-10, you know, Cam Thomas only, you know, he wakes up late, he starts throwing up those shots. And Schroeder, I mean, he's okay. I mean, like, as I was saying to somebody, and that's like the deepest team with like the worst starting group in the league.
Yeah, they got a bunch of dudes. They got a bunch of guys. They just don't have enough dogs. They don't have enough, to quote our guy, Loogie. They just don't have enough superstars, right? I made the joke tonight, oh, I guess Mikal Bridges doesn't get the superstar calls that Tatum gets. Like they were not calling, like Ben Simmons was getting called for everything. I felt like early in that game, the Nets were, I know I had in my notes, the Nets were in the bonus with 8 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, just chopping everybody they have. But with, as you were saying with John Wilson, you know, he's shooting 47% from threes. I mean, I want to see if he could turn more into a star player, because I feel like right now he's just playing the role, taking a few shots during the game. You know, I also want to see a little more to see he's a very good player, see if he could know more shot creating, because more he's just
will.
Like wait in the corner and chop from there and open.
Yeah, I think you will. I think we will see a lot more of him, and I think tonight he stepped up, and everybody noticed Jalen Wilson tonight. I think all the Nets fans on Twitter were talking about, hey, look at this young guy, look at this guy stepping up, and he was giving Tatum some trouble, so good. I mean, you got to take the positives. It's been so doom and gloom. It's been so much, oh, what are they doing? What's the play? The deadline is over. They added a player. They added 2 players, but they added 1 player that is exactly what they needed. And they've gotten healthy. And you know, when you see guys like Lonnie Walker competing, these guys don't want to lose.
they've got pride for the name on the front of the jersey and the back. Like, they're going to find a way at some point to make a run and have a winning streak. I got to take a look at the schedule, but the season's not lost. I will take a play-in berth with this season. I'll take a playoff berth for sure.
And last thing, just going off the Super Bowl, because I got paid today, somebody decided to come over to me, you know, before the game Sunday night. He's trying to, like, hedge a fund on exactly what he was doing. But he's like, you know, he's like, pick the Niners or the Chiefs. And I'm like, sure, the Chiefs. I'm like, why would I bet against Mahomes? He gave me, you know, $10 to $9. I get 10 if the Chiefs win. So, of course, I did that. Because you don't, as we learned from this theory, you don't bet against Mahomes. Let's see how Dinwiddie, if he's playing tonight, he looks. The game's coming up. Keith, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I could care less about Spencer Dinwiddie playing with the Lakers tonight. I'm not checking for Spence. Appreciate his first stint with the Nets. Second one, not so great. 10:30 p.m. Here we are. That game, it's 10:39. That game didn't tip off yet. NBA, they always say 7:30, 10:30, and then they started 10, 15 minutes later. But
not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Anyway, we're about to go to a break. Let me take my next call, and then I'll queue up the rest of the night. I'll kind of set the table and let you know what we're going to be talking about on my show. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh is on the Fan.
I had to call you. You know, you're talking about the Celtics, you know, these New York Boston rivalries, you know, now you're going to talk about the Yankees and the Red Sox, you know, basketball, hockey, etc., with these two teams and everything, you know, New York, Boston, going down to spring training. I hope you can see the Red Sox and everything, even though they won't amount to much. Take it away, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great show.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, you know, it's Buck Faustin. That's embedded. I know people like to say that there's no more rivalry. The rivalry isn't a rivalry anymore. Of course it is. Of course it is. Did you watch the Red Sox as a Yankee fan come to the Bronx and sweep us last year and pop bottles and celebrate like they won the World Series as a last place team? Their World Series was coming here and beating the Yankees. You guys don't remember Justin Turner hitting a foul ball off John Sterling's head? That was intentional. I took that personal. John laughed it off, but I remember. I ain't forget. Now we got Alex Verdugo over here on the other side, the next Red Sox turn Yankee. We owe him this year. We owe him this year. And they're going to be on Netflix with a quarterback-style documentary, a Hard Knocks-style documentary. I want that to be on Netflix streaming where they come to the Bronx and Juan Soto and Judge Mash and Cole and Rodon and Nestor, whoever else, Stroman, Clark Schmidt, shove, and they get embarrassed in the Bronx Zoo. And they feel the Yankee fans on top of them. No Devers home runs. No Masataka Yoshida doubles in the gap. Like, let's go. We're almost there, man. So quickly, obviously we're going to talk about the Yankees and the Mets, spring training, pitchers and catchers. It's on tomorrow. I did not get to the David Stearns comments last night. Obviously, we got to the 11 o'clock hour and we had that nonsense go on in Houston with the phantom call. But we'll get to David Stearns tonight and we'll get to the Yankee talk as well. And, you know, with the phantom call, I was on Twitter last night like protest. And Woj came out today to say the Knicks are filing a protest with the NBA, as they should. As they should. That was nonsense. The whole world knows that was nonsense. Whether you're a Knicks fan or a Knicks hater, you can acknowledge that was bogus. And empty netter. Let's go. We out of here. Let's go. Nico? Let's go. All right. Captain Nico Heischer with the empty netter goal 4-2. Devils fans, call a fan and tell us how you feel. Back-to-back wins, got to get as many wins as possible. It's time. But, to set up the rest of the show, we're going to talk about the Knicks protest. We're going to talk about what Woj put out there. The Knicks and Rockets aren't scheduled to play again, blah, 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 blah. You know, what they would have to do in this situation if they win the protest and play that overtime period. I think I saw something like only 6 protests have ever been won. They should win this one. It's no debate. They should win this one. And I had this thought about the Knicks. I'm gonna float this theory out there tonight that they're not homegrown anymore. And they're too American. And I have been an NBA conspiracy theorist for a long time. And I will tell you why the NBA does not love them, will never love them. And I'll also tell you why right now they're not rocking with the Knicks. They don't want to see Brunson. They were hoping, oh, Brunson's ankle, he don't play in the All-Star game. He's not going to ever get the calls. They're banged up right now. They don't want to see you win. And I got a whole theory on them being too American and now not having the homegrown talent, the draft-picked players like the NBA seems to just love. Mets fans, Jorge Soler, he's off the board. Tell me how you feel about that. I don't think you were ever really in play form. 3 years, $42 million. I don't think that was the quote-unquote stick that you guys were looking for. J.D. Martinez is still out there, though. Blake Snell is still out there. Yankee fans still thinking that Blake Snell is coming through. I don't know about that either. We'll get into it, though. We got to break it down. 877-337-6666. The Devils win. The Nets lose. The Islanders also lost in a shootout to the Kraken. Forgot to mention that. But we're certainly going to lean into the eve of baseball being back. Pitchers and catchers. Spring training. It's on in Port St. Lucie in Tampa for the Mets and the Yankees. We will definitely talk about who's still available. I heard Evan talking about the lack of an MLB free agent frenzy. I could have a whole show on that. I've been talking about that for years. I've been talking about the things that have been wrong with MLB for years and how they always want to grow the game and they want to make baseball cool again. It's like, well, you cut your nose to spite your own face. Like, there's so many things that you could easily fix and do to change your own. I'm not going to start yelling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. Join the show. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Return of the Mac. I'm right back. On the Fan, let's get it quickly here. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. We're going to break in the next 3-4 minutes. I'll try to take one call, but I wanted to plant a seed about something that bothered me today, man. I've been talking about this for a while. If you follow me on the Elon Musk Machine X, formerly known as Twitter, I've been saying for at least the end of last baseball season and now, so a few months, that the Yankees owed us a City Connect jersey. You know what I'm talking about? The City Connect jerseys that everybody else across the league has to do or has done. So it was announced today, 9 teams will get a City Connect uniform in 2024. Looks like the Yankees and the A's will be the only teams to not wear them. The Dodgers will be getting their second ones. Right, the Dodgers are like, people weren't feeling our all-blue Los Dodgers look. We can do better for the city of L.A. We've got Shohei and Yamamoto now. Let's give our fans, you know, their fans that lead the league in attendance as far as going to their ballpark every game. Let's give our fans a new fit. Let's give our fans a new jersey to rock. The Yankees, what did they do? The Yankees put a star insurance patch on the sleeve for you to watch that every at-bat. And now the Yankees want to push the old look without the white trim on the road grays. Oh, okay. You're not going to have any white trim around the letters or the sleeves. All right. Take it back to the old school. They're taking a step further back instead of stepping into the future and doing what the rest of the teams in Major League Baseball do. I always say, and I got this from Jeff Heckelman, who was the head of PR at MLB when I was in the fan cave. He said, Keith, there are 29 teams and the New York Yankees. When you're thinking about the league baseball, there are 29 teams and the New York Yankees. They march to the beat of their own drum. But now you're lumped in with the A's as the only lames to not go all in with the Nike City Connect uniform that the entire major leagues of baseball has done. Why? Your uniform is not sacred anymore. You put a patch on it. You already have the Nike swoosh over the pinstripes. Why not have somebody cook up a dope Bronx City Connect jersey for the fans? You owe it to us. In my humble opinion, you owe it to us. You went 82-80 last year. Like, there's no more mystique of, like you're not better than anybody else in Major League Baseball. It's been 15 years since you've been to a World Series. So that whole, oh, the Yankees are so famous, they don't have names on the back of their jerseys, and they're so iconic. Like, you had to fall in line and do the black and white jerseys for the Players Weekend back in 2019. I've seen you change your jerseys for the Little League Classic. What's the holdup? So, I don't know. That bothered me today to see that the Yankees are still holding out, still pushing back on something so simple that would fire up fans and make them more money.
It's the brand.
I know.
How weird did Verdugo look clean shaven today?
It's the same thing.
Shout out to my guy from
the Bleacher Creatures. John Broder hit me and he's like, it's just like the shaving policy, Keith. They're not going to change it. And I'm like, yeah, but this is stupid to me because the whole league is doing it. Nike makes the jerseys.
Yeah.
This is New York. You could have Ronnie from Kith design you a jersey. Maybe he wouldn't do that with Nike because he's got Kith, his own brand.
And is it Fanatics now? Or maybe that's something.
I saw a post today with the janky Fanatics jerseys. Like, I'm a jersey guy, but I have a closet full of 30 different jerseys.
Those do not look good.
Those jerseys, no. No, they need to go back to the drawing board. Fanatics is shady. I actually know some stuff. I actually interviewed at Fanatics years ago. I don't know about Fanatics getting to make the jerseys. The replicas that we've seen, I think I saw a Miles Michaelis jersey and a Logan Gilbert jersey.
Yeah.
And
I saw a Luis Robert jersey out there.
Yeah,
as well.
from the Mariners, and they just look janky. I care about the jerseys. I'm a fan. I go to the game. You go to the game. You wear the jersey. You rep the team in your stadium, on the road. It's an important thing to me. And the fact that all the other teams, when the Yankees play them, they debut their City Connects. The Baltimore Orioles, the Cincinnati Reds. Oh, the Yankees are coming to town? Let's unveil our dope new City Connect uniforms for our fans to wear, for us to wear, to feel better about ourselves against the Yankees in their old road graves.
Right, and you know what's weird? And I'm not going to defend the Yankees, even though it's going to sound like it. Like, it could be a money grab for them. And it's not money. It has nothing to do with money. It's just the mystique of, like, that logo and that franchise. I'm not going to say it's like, you know, it's the Steinbrenner.
They don't want a home jersey that doesn't have the pinstripes. And if they're making an alternate, they have to make an alternate without pinstripes. Or do they? You can have the pinstripes on a sleeve, on a leg, around a collar.
You know how much money one of those City Connect jerseys would make for the Yankees?
That's what I'm saying. I'd buy Judge. I'd buy Soto. I'd buy Volpe. 9-9, deuce, deuce, 1-1.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.